Welcome to another episode of the Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to the Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. Good morning, LinkedIn, and good morning, Melanie Staunton. This is a very special Brand Strand founder story episode of the Good Listening To Show, Stories of Distinction and Genius, the show in which I invite movers, makers, shakers, mavericks, influencers, and also personal heroes into a clearing or serious happy place of their choosing to all share with us their stories of distinction and genius. And it's my great pleasure to be doing a special Brand Strand founder story to talk to Melanie Staunton from communicatetraining.com. Get in. So Melanie, welcome to The Clearing.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm really excited to be here. And this is my very first LinkedIn Live. So excited allow me, for the experience.
Allow me to guide you through it, but it's not your first sort of rodeo in a podcast platform. You've also been a guest podcast presenter recently with the wonderful Six Comms podcast with Lisa Partridge. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, as well. And I'm just going to blow a bit of happy smoke at you. So Melanie Staunton, I really enjoyed Googling and researching you. Did you know that you also have a midfield Aussie rules footballer, which is the first thing that comes up? And I watched a video this morning where someone said, right, we've got Mill on, what kind of footballer are you? When did you first get into footy? This is not what this is going to be about. This is about the you version, which is Melanie who runs community. Tell us what you do, Melanie. So if somebody asks you that clunky networking question, what do you do? What's your favorite way of answering that?
Well, firstly, I quite like that I'm associated with a footballer, because I quite enjoy sports. So I feel like that makes me look even better.
And so you do enjoy sport. Yes, you have. You did, if I may, you did some target practice of biathlon shooting and got a bullseye over Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. I actually have it here right next to me. I don't know if I can unblur my camera for a second to show you. Sorry, I've gone slightly off topic here already.
No, it's good.
Challenge. But yes, I did do some biathlon shooting in France over Christmas. I got my husband as a fun Christmas activity to do because it's an Olympic sport and he's quite sporty. And I thought, oh, I'll just give it a go, you know, for a bit of fun. Didn't think I would enjoy it. And suddenly I was totally addicted. I got a bullseye. So I was like, wow, my gosh, maybe I've got a second career in me with
and
this.
I hope you do talk about this, by the way, because you have a wonderful story about a New Year's resolution intention where you wrote it on the back of a napkin once. But then this year, because you got a bullseye, you've written your New Year's goals and resolutions in amongst the mayhem of moving house on the back of that very thing you've just shown us, which is the target bullseye.
Yes, indeed. So again, sorry, I will get to what I do in a second. But, yeah. 2020, at the beginning of 2023, first day, went on a hike and went for lunch with my husband. And we were talking about goals and I was getting really excited and really inspired. So I just grabbed a napkin and I quickly wrote everything down that I wanted to achieve in the year to come. And this was everything. This was my goals with Communicate. This was personal goals, health goals, family goals. So it's really everything for the year that I wanted to achieve. And of course, about 2 days later, totally lost the napkin.
As you do, it's only on a napkin.
Yeah, totally lost the napkin. Goals out the window. And totally forgot about them. And the about eight, 9 months later, I was packing up to move house. And Lo and behold, I opened one of the drawers and there was the napkin. And I was reading through all the goals. And what was really unbelievable to me was, first of all, the first goal at the very top of the napkin was move into a home that we love. And the irony was, I found the napkin packing up our place, about to move into a home that we now are in, which we love. And so that was number one ticked off. But what was really amazing to me was, I looked at all the other things on the list, and I'd done nearly everything that I had written that day already, or was in the process of achieving those goals. And so I recognized the value of writing something down, even if you lose it.
Yes, because it's percolating around. You've written it, you've externalized it, it's out there, and then underneath the surface, to be found in a drawer 8 months later. So it proves that writing stuff down is helpful, because it just externalizes it.
It really does. It ingrains it in you. And I feel like even if you've lost your goal list, it's there, and every decision you're making is kind of subconsciously taking you in that direction. And so I did it again this year, Chris, but I did it on the back of my target practice sheet, because I thought that was symbolic.
And for those of you not able to watch what Melanie's just done, she's shown up the target practice. What's it called? It's not a map. It's a target, but I don't
sheet.
Know. Sheet. It's not technical, is it? But there's an absolutely beautiful bullseye right in the heart of that. So, you know, you started on a napkin. Some of the world's best ideas happen if they're written, as the old saying was, on the back of a fag packet. But now you've got it on a sort of biathlete's shooting target with a bullseye. And are the goals significantly different or extra because they're on a target bullseye?
Well, so this is what I also learned from doing the old napkin goal list, is I put some goals on there that really felt impossible and out of reach. And I achieved those goals. And so what I realized is, never underestimate what you're capable of, and put things on there that feel really like your wildest dreams coming true, because you never know, they might just do that. And so I put things that are really big in scale and also really achievable, manageable goals. Interestingly, those are the ones I find hardest to do.
And we're getting into manifesting and all sorts of stuff in there, which is sometimes is a bit woo-woo, but maybe it isn't, because you've achieved it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being, to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So it's my great pleasure also just to, I must mention, obviously communicate training, your raison d'etre is you help people grow in confidence through communication. You've got a very wonderful, zesty squad of 12 associates that work with you as well. And what a wonderful gallery of diversity they are as well. And you're based in Hong Kong, but just tell us the sort of terrain you cover with communicate training.
Sorry, Chris, I massively digress from sort of introducing myself and communicate and saying what we do, which is, as you very aptly said, we help people grow in confidence through improving their communication skills. And I'd say another thing that I would add to that now after doing this for a long time is it's not just about helping people grow, but it's also about removing barriers. Because sometimes communication skills can be a real barrier for someone achieving their goals. For example, if someone's got a fantastic idea, but they can't pitch it in a way that captivates people or garners their attention, then that potentially is a barrier for them to succeed in the way they might want to. So that's another thing that I really feel is a big part of what we do at Communicate. It's not just to help people build their confidence through communication, but also remove barriers to achieving their goals through helping them with different communication skills.
And I know that your own specialisms you particularly point out are presentation skills, pitching, women's leadership, and networking alongside personal brand. That's just part of what you offer, but it's a wonderful core essential communication skills consultancy.
Yeah, absolutely. But something that's really important to me as well is to amplify others. And also, there are so many brilliant thought leaders in this space. And so you ask where we are. We're mainly in Hong Kong, Singapore, got some presence in the Middle East, the UK and Australia and in the States. But mainly APAC is our prominent area, and I work with lots of brilliant experts in different fields. So we have our wellness specialist who focuses on everything well-being, which is really important as well, because I like to think about learning and development in quite a holistic way. And so improving and building people's confidence can sometimes come from working on their well-being as well. And also I have some really, really brilliant consultants that do a lot of DE&I training for me as well, because that's not my specialty, but I love to learn about it. And I love to encourage anyone who I hear who's a thought leader in this space to consult with Communicate on it as well.
Resonates beautifully with my own type of work as well, because we're both global heads of ourselves. It's amazing that we can tap into, you know, the wonderment of the, you know, the hybrid new world order is that everybody can be connected now. And it's lovely that we can do it on a global scale, which is fantastic. I mean, even this very conversation is profound, because here I am in Bristol, 100 miles west of London. There you are in Hong Kong, and we've met virtually and IRL, which my daughter's taught me is in real life.
You are very trendy, Chris. You're very with it.
I do speak. So let's get you on the open road now of curating you through the journey. So this is going to be in a clearing, which is a serious happy place of your choosing, which I'll ask you in a minute. There's going to be a wonderful, juicy storytelling exercise called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's going to be some alchemy, some gold, a couple of random squirrels, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. There's also a golden baton. It's all to play for. So go as deep as you like, when you like, where you like. So we're going to amplify all things, obviously, Mel Staunton, but most importantly, communicate training as well. So we can do a bit of a hybrid approach in how you talk about yourself and your wonderful work. So let's get you on the open road. What is a clearing or serious happy place of your choosing? Where does Melanie Staunton go to get clutter-free, inspirational, and able to think?
That was a really great question, Chris. And actually, I think for me, every day, what I try and do, sometimes I don't manage, but my goal every day is to take a walk very first thing in the morning and get outside before I do anything. And right in front of my home in Hong Kong, there's a walking trail. So that's where I go try to do it every day if I can. And that's what gives me some space to think, to be creative, to listen to podcasts. So I sometimes am learning whilst I'm walking. Sometimes I'm voice noting while I'm walking. Sometimes I'm just thinking and enjoying being in the nature. But it really makes me feel like I'm starting off the day in the way that I want to. So that's my space.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love the fact there's a walking trail. It's a bit like a cycle path, but the trail is there right outside your front door.
Yeah. So I have no excuses, Chris. I have no excuses not to go for a walk.
Lovely. And also you're in, I know that what Lisa Partridge does within Singapore, that's all about the Nietzsche quote, if in doubt, walk it out, and the best ideas happen outdoors. So you're obviously connected with Lisa because of that resonance. Have you seen Lisa in real life yet?
I have indeed. Ah, yeah, brilliant. We met each other last, I think it was May, when I was in Singapore working there. And it was the first time we met in real life, and we had such a connection that that's when she very kindly offered me the opportunity to co-host a season of her podcast with her. And the rest is history.
Yeah, that's the Six Comms podcast. And you may or may not want to talk about that in greater depth later on as well. But I love the fact where on your own walking trail outside your front door in Hong Kong, you're also, I know when you walk and talk and reflect, you've left a few voice notes for me over time on WhatsApp. And I think you held the world record for the longest, brilliantly coherent, but long messages on WhatsApp.
I think I need a shirt with that made on it, like the longest voice note of all time. I tell you, that is becoming my signature, Chris, is long voice notes.
Well, no, it's a good thing, because similarly, when I'm out on my bike, and I say in lots of my LinkedIn stuff, you know, my bike is my freedom, I just stand there, put my camera on, and let my thinking unfold. And I resonate with you because I think you just let your thinking unfold, which is quite a good coachy technique in any case, actually.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I feel a bit of relief. Because, do you know, Chris, at my wedding, how much I voice note was in the speeches at my wedding?
Oh, wait, you didn't do a speech, you just put on a voice note. I've misinterpreted that.
No, sorry. It was mentioned in so many of the speeches how I'm the constant voice noter, because this is how I keep in touch with so many people all across the globe, is voice noting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm there.
Is 29 minutes is my longest one.
Gordon Bennett. Do you know what? I'm glad you didn't leave on quite that long, but I think 9 minutes, I'm getting there. So I look forward to my first half an hour, which is great. So we're on your walking trail in the geography of Hong Kong, which is lovely. How long have you lived in Hong Kong for?
So I grew up in Hong Kong. So it's my home. Yeah,
because you've also met, you've got New York and London in your previous geographies, but now I grew up in Hong Kong.
I grew up in Hong Kong. It's a story which I might come back to, but yes, I grew up in Hong Kong. It's home for me. My dad moved here back in at the times where you had to take a boat here.
Ah, yes.
From the UK. So it was a really, really long time ago. And I've grown up here since I was 2 months old. It's home for me. I have lived in other places, which I might touch upon later. Yes. But definitely home and wonderful place to be.
And we'll get onto this as well. I know that you've lawyer trained as well as actress trained. So that obviously brings a bit of a USP in your ability as a coach and a facilitator as well. So let's get on the open road now. We're in your clearing. Now I'm going to shake your tree to see which storytelling apples fall out. How'd you like these apples? And this is where you've been kind enough to have taken 5 minutes, Melanie Staunton from Communicate Training, to have thought about four things that have shaped you, three things that inspire you, two things that never fail to grab your attention and borrow from the film Up. That's a bit, oh, squirrels. You know what never fails to grab your attention, irrespective of anything else that's going on for you in your very hectic life and desire to leave long voice notes on WhatsApp. And then the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you, Melanie Staunton. We couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us. So it's not a memory test. I'll curate you through it. Four things that have shaped you, first of all, Melanie.
Right. So this is why I was holding off a little bit, because I thought I would touch upon this in this moment, because you said I should think about this a little bit. And to talk about what shapes me really is to talk about my upbringing in Hong Kong, and also the fact that so if we talk of the four, I'll tell you them and then I'm going to show you how they all connect. But it's growing up in Hong Kong, being a performer as well, both in terms of being an athlete and an actor, relationships have been a big part of forming who I am, and then finally academics.
What a great potpourri of shapages. I like that.
Yeah, so how are they all tied together is growing up in Hong Kong, I was always really passionate about learning. So we'll start with the academic side. I loved learning to the point where I used to think my school library was too loud. I didn't think it was too loud. I was like, I can't focus here. I would study in the Hong Kong library. I loved learning, and that was really important to me. On the same side of things, growing up, I was hugely passionate about sports, which is why I was really interested that I was connected to a footballer, because I was really passionate about sports myself. I represented Hong Kong in three different sports internationally.
Wow.
Yeah, hockey, netball, and golf. And so that was a big part of like my formative years. And then, of course, being a performer on stage, I started at the age of 8. And was always after school racing to rehearsals and dragging my mum to auditions. And I just absolutely loved acting on stage. And these were really my big passions growing up. However, Chris, this brought me to a real crossroads, because when it came to going to university, I had very traditional Irish parents who said I had two options of a career. One was to be a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Or to be a lawyer. These were my options.
High bar.
That was it. It was doctor or lawyer. Couldn't even be an accountant, Chris. Couldn't veer off the path in any way. So these were my options. And I always felt really torn, because I wanted to pursue my passions for performing mainly. That's what I thought I was going to do. But I caved, and I didn't want to disappoint my parents. So off I went to study law and get my law degree. But the whole time I was still performing and getting involved in anything that I could. And as soon as I finished and got my degree, I applied for drama school, and I told my parents, I said, I'm off to New York. I've got into drama school. I've got to pursue this. I mean, they were pretty heartbroken.
Wow. I'm just impressed with everything you turn your hand to. Gold. It's fantastic. Also, I'm really struck with the fact that your sporting prowess is about tonking bulls about hockey, netball, and the third one now, hockey, netball, and golf.
Yeah.
So you have no handicap whatsoever. Everything you're turning your hand to is going really well. So sorry, back to you.
I think it's just when you're passionate about something, you put your everything into it. And so, sometimes it doesn't work out, but you still enjoy the journey because you love it. I caused a bit of heartbreak in my family when I said I was off to New York to be an actress. And my mum's just about got over that.
And do you have siblings as well who've also had a high bar of expectation, or are you an only child in that regard?
Yeah, I do. I do have siblings, and they've all done super, super well. So
well,
I kind of went off-piste. I sort of carved my own different.
I was going to say, you ain't doing too badly, because that's very, sorry, Mum and Dad, I'm after Hollywood. Sounds like quite a nice, I know New York's not quite Hollywood, but I'm impressed anyway.
Oh, well, thanks, Chris. I should get you to my mum.
I'm still also reminded that when you tried target practice doing the biathlete thing, you did actually get a bullseye, whereas I'd be lucky to, see what it is I'm shooting at. So I'm impressed.
I don't know. Yeah, I do love sports, being something that I'm still passionate about to this day. But yeah, sorry, back to New York. Went to New York, following my dreams, was an actress there for, you know, nearly 6 years. And then I moved to London as well, got signed by a big acting agency there, and moved to London for about 3 years. And then I came to another crossroads. And my crossroads.
I like that expression.
For anyone listening, I'm making an X symbol. So then I thought I was wanting to be nearer home. My dad's health wasn't so great, and I wanted to be nearer to family. I'd been away for a long time, very close to my family. And I thought, you know, maybe it's time to close that chapter and start a new one. And I came back to Hong Kong, not really knowing what I was going to do, because my career was so unusual, particularly in Hong Kong, which is the financial hub. And this is where, relationships are always important in my life and always a big dictator of what I learn and what I do. But I sat down and had a conversation with a friend of mine who was in recruitment. And because they knew me so well, they were like, "You love learning. You've always been a really academic person and you're a performer. Have you ever thought about corporate training?" And that conversation really changed and shaped, as we're talking about this question of shaping.
And who was it had that conversation with you? Because that's obviously one of those occasions when somebody says something to us in our lives and we never forget it. It's a crossroads or a breakthrough.
It was my friend Fee, and she knows, she's one of my closest friends. She's known me for a very long time. I feel like that's how she was able to give me such a direction that made so much sense for me. But I never had heard anything. I never knew about corporate training. So it's not something I would have ever thought of myself. And yeah, this really changed the course of my whole life. And she was working recruitment and like put me forward for this role. And then that was me off and started me in this whole journey that I'm now on. And what's really amazing is all of the things I've done in my life. You know, being an actor, you learn so much about communication in that world, particularly as often I'm helping people with public speaking and presentation skills, but even feedback skills. You know, every performance you sit down and you get notes, and there's so much I learned from that. And it what's really amazing and for me is I have always been searching for what it is that I'm really supposed to be doing. And I thought it was the performing. But actually, I think that was just a step in my journey, a chapter in my journey to being where I am now, which is 100% without a doubt what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
So relatable, because we work in the same world in that regard, with our backgrounds leading to this point, to the clearing of what you're now doing. Completely relatable. Also, what a profound testament about everything being a portfolio career towards this clearing for you, because now you belong front center in the center of your clearing, which is about helping others to communicate better.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels a bit, it's quite emotional for me actually, because it feels so wonderful because it was a journey to get here, and that was 10 years ago now, that conversation, but it feels really, I feel very lucky to kind of have.
And when did you last see Fee to say thanks for that, because that nudged me in the right direction?
Oh, I see her all the time.
Very good. By the way, my dad told me when I was sort of 15, 16, if you want to be an actor, be a teacher first, and that'll give you something to fall back on. And he's still alive, luckily for me. And I've been able to say many, many times what great advice that was, because similar to what Fee said to you, it was just a nudge to do the right thing that gets you on the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, you know, even though my parents gave me quite a narrow field for choices, the law degree has really helped me. It, you know, I work in a lot of industries where I have to use a lot of the skills that I learned in that world. And so it has stood to me all these years later as well.
Yes. And there's such logic in the transferable skills in acting and law, which are about standing up and just holding court, metaphorically and literally. See what I did there?
Yeah, see what you did there.
So back to you. We're in your shapages still, so keep going. This is lovely.
That's really it. And then I learned all these skills around how to almost use what I had known for a long time and then use that to help others. But something else that spawned from that was, you know, I was saying to you before that when I started to communicate, a big inspiration for me there and what really shaped me with that was also wanting to amplify others and to be a platform for brilliant local trainers in the different countries that I've been in to give them a voice and give them a platform, and female trainers as well. I'm a big advocate for them, and that's been a big inspiration for me too.
Lovely. And now we could be into three things that have inspired you. So we've done the shapages, now three things that inspire you, Melanie.
Oh, this is a tricky one. Three things. I would say creativity and collaboration really inspires me. I don't know, Chris, if you're similar, because being in our worlds, I feel like that's always something that ignites passion and enthusiasm and drive in us. But I don't know if you feel the same.
I do. Teamwork to make the dream work, the cogs of rapport. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. All that sort of stuff. I love collaboration. I'm right there.
Absolutely. And it's so fun, and you learn so much from working with others. So I think creativity, anything that sparks that juice of me, which I always find funny because I'm very creative, Chris, but I'm not artistic.
Well, that's open to interpretation. You say that, but
like, I can't, you don't want me on your Pictionary team, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. You similarly, I'm crap at drawing. That's what I say about myself. But yes, but I'm all about the linguistic and the verbal rather than the visual. Well, what I talk about sounds visual, but if you get me to try and draw it, I can't draw it or paint
it. That's exactly what I'm like. Yeah, drawing, painting, disaster. I like to use all the colours.
Palette of awesomeness. Wonderful. Yeah. So next inspirer.
Challenges inspire me as well. I think that's again tying back into that sporty side of myself and being quite driven to achieve and accomplish. So I like a challenge. I like to try new things. I think if I'm doing the same thing constantly, I'll get too comfortable. And so I like to push myself to try new things and go outside my comfort zone. I like that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Comfort, risk, panic. We like that too. We get much more out of life if we risk something, which is great. This is lovely. You're allowed a third inspirational thing. That didn't really sound like English, but what's the third thing that inspires you?
I'm an absolute person. Is that right?
Yes, it's things, people, attributes, what just things that inspire you.
I'm going to say something a bit cheesy here, Chris. My husband, he inspires me every day. I think he's amazing, but also he's totally opposite to me. which is hilarious. We couldn't be more different. But what I love about that is he's taught me so much about understanding different perspectives than mine, different ways of going about things than mine. And I really appreciate it. And that's helped me a lot with what I do, because of course, communication is often about understanding those who are different to you, or do things differently to how you might do it, or look at the same situation with a different point of view. And so he really inspires me with that, because he's taught me so much. And he's so kind and he's so patient. And these are things I'm not the most patient
at. So we're talking about the yin yang of a relationship where, you know, there are things that he and you do that, well, you're opposites, and that's obviously opposites attract. Yeah.
Yeah, total. But he helps me really learn. Like, I learn a lot from seeing how he approaches things and does things, and I admire it a lot. And so I try, you know, when he's so calm, I try and wonder, how does he do that? And I try and learn from it, because I think there's so much value in that. He's also a fantastic listener. And I've seen how incredible that is. And that's such an important part, again, of communicating. So I've really worked on this skill, because it's not another thing for me.
Again, very relatable. In my family, patience is a virtue daddy doesn't have. The yin yang stuff is really interesting as well. So that makes complete sense. And do you mind if I mention his name? Because I know he's Darren, isn't he?
Yeah, Darren.
I haven't met him, but what does Darren do? What's his line of work, which is the opposite to you?
He's a teacher, so actually not too different in a way. Yeah. He's someone who as well is just so, he lives and breathes everything that he is. You know, he's very into health, and because he's a PE teacher, and he literally embodies that entirely. And I also really admire that about him as well.
Lovely, generous, warm shapage to your partner, which is lovely. And now we're on to two things that, oh, squirrels, borrow from the film Up, never fail to distract you. What are your monsters of distraction, irrespective of anything else that's going on for you? What never fails to distract you?
What never fails to distract me? That's such a good question as well, friends. I don't think, what never fails to distract me? I think, again, I'm sort of leading back into a problem or a challenge that someone is facing or I am facing, because I'm so determined to figure it out. And this actually can be a bit of a downside to me as well, is that, especially when it comes to that listening piece that I've been working on very, very much, if, you know, someone has a problem, I'm like all laser focused. Like you said, someone has got a problem, I'm there and I'm ready to like brainstorm it or have like 100 solutions. But sometimes that's not what people need, which is what I learned. So it has really taught me again to try and understand what their need is. Are they just wanting to be able to share and have someone listen and not give a million suggestions of all their options? But I think that's something, yeah, like if there's a problem that I am facing, I'm very consumed by it, or a challenge. And I think that can be so fantastic in terms of driving action and helping you to explore different avenues for things. But then I think also it can have that negative side of, you know, you're just so focused on that and there's all these other things you might need to pay attention to as well.
I love the comedy and the idea that somebody comes to you with a problem or a metaphorical squirrel and then you try and give them 100 squirrels brack. So we've got sort of a plague of squirrels that suddenly go out of the one problem or one squirrel. But what a great imperative. Second squirrel?
I think if I don't understand something, that really takes my attention. Because I'm a learner, I like to learn. And if I don't understand it, then I really like to give my attention to it again and figure it out. Again, this might be the same as the first one. But I do like to understand. And I think that's as well from growing up in Hong Kong, linking back to, you know, shaping the, yeah. you grow up in Hong Kong and you meet people from so many different places and cultures and backgrounds. And that is a wonderful experience, but you know, it really does make you curious to understand so much, and that's something that's really stayed with me. And if I don't understand something, I really like to learn about it, and when I'm learning about something, I really give again all myself to it. So I'd say that is that okay.
I think they're great squirrels. They sound like they were related and siblings as squirrels, but I love that because it's still a squirrel imperative. I commend you for your squirrels, Melanie Staunton. And now a quirky or unusual fact about you we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
Oh, okay, this is a good one. Right, when I mean, you may, if you did some serious googling, you might have stumbled on this, but I don't think so. Back in my New York days when I was an actor there, I performed in a lot of different types of things. Sometimes I felt like Joey and Friends. So I'd always be doing some random project. But one time I got to do something that was quite exciting, and that was I was a dancer in a Rihanna music video.
Oh, wow.
And I got to meet her and everything. She was amazing.
That's amazing. And it's 6 degrees of separation. I know somebody who was the video producer, or is now one of the video producers for Rihanna. So it's a small old world, but I wouldn't want to hoover it. How extraordinary. And now I've said that, I can't at this moment remember her name, but I'll come back to you on that one. Thank you very much. But that's a great fact. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So which song is it we can go and see?
Oh gosh. I mean, literally, it's like a second. The video is called What's My Name? And it's when she had the red hair. So it's quite a long time ago now. This is my New York days. But she had the flaming red hair. And I remember we were shooting at 3 a.m. or something in Central Park. And it was kind of misty. And she kind of came out in, you know, through the mist with her amazing hair. And I remember thinking, wow, she is a superstar. Like, this is what being in the presence of a superstar feels like. And I was just in absolute awe. But also, it was such a great story to tell my friends.
It is. And I'm in the background manically trying to remember the name of the person who it was, because I've been asking if you want to be on my podcast, but it'll come back to me. It's just that sort of different context. But that's great. Great fact. We have shaken your tree.
Yay!
Hurrah. And now we're going to stay in the clearing, move away from the tree. Next, we're talking about alchemy and gold, Melanie. So when you're at purpose and in flow, what are you absolutely happiest doing in what you're here to reveal to the world?
These are all such great questions, Chris. I have to say, I have to commend you on your questions. They really get me thinking. I think in terms of what I do work-wise, I'm happiest when I feel like I'm helping people in some way, whether it's my clients or the participants themselves. I really love to think that I'm adding value and helping people with these skills, with these communication skills. Also, I like to bring a positive energy to everything that I do and anyone that I'm with. Of course, this is not necessarily possible 100% of the time, but I always feel like my happiest when I'm doing a session where I feel like I've helped people either remove a barrier or overcome a challenge to when it comes to their communication skills that helps them in some way, shape, or form. But also when they leave the room and they feel energized and they feel uplifted and empowered. Yeah.
So a great enabler and helper of others is, in summary, using the great energy and force of optimism that you bring as your superpower.
Yeah, I like to think so. But I mean, I hope that's what the people think.
Well, that's the intention is what's important. And reciprocity, what you give out, you'll get back. How lovely. OK, next, then we're ramping up to a bit of cake next, which is where you get to put a cherry on the cake. So first of all, do you like cake, Melanie Staunton?
I do like cake. I think I started to like it more as an adult than I did when I was younger. I used to like cupcakes, but my favorite cake came from my New York days. Red velvet.
Do you know what? You are the second guest who's specified a New York red velvet cake. That's very exciting.
Yeah, very hard to beat it. Once you've had a New York red velvet cake, very hard to go back to everything else.
That is your cake then. Nom, 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 nom. And now you get to put a cherry on the cake. And this is the final cake suffused with storytelling metaphor. So what's a favourite inspirational quote, first of all, Melanie, that's always given you succour and pulled you towards your future?
There's lots of quotes that I feel kind of dip into your life at certain times, right, that give you that reminder or that motivation or inspiration that you need. But one that I love from Maya Angelou is she said to try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud.
Ooh. Thank you.
And yeah, that's what I try to be as well. Like when, as I say, you know, when I turn up to things, I do like to bring a positive energy and leave people feeling hopefully better than when I arrived.
Beautiful. Just allowing a little bit of silence there. Lovely. What's the best piece of advice? And you might have implied this already with what Zoe's, if that's the right name again, said to you back in the day. Is that the right name of the person? If I remember that correctly. Fee. Sorry. Morning. I'm just making up the name Zoe. If there's any Zoes out there, congratulations. So yeah, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given, Melanie?
I've been given so many great pieces of advice. It's very hard to put it down. But I think there are a few things recently that I thought were really helpful. One was you might not be able to give certainty, but you can always give clarity.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Boomtastic. We like that. In fact, that's really relevant to something. That's a gift to me, as you said it too. Say it one more time just to just reposition it. It's worth reincorporating.
Yes. You can't always give certainty, but you can give clarity.
Boom. Wonderful. What's now with the gift of hindsight, the final question in this section, with the beautiful gift of hindsight, what notes, help or advice might you proffer to a younger version of Melanie Staunton?
Oh, I would say, the biggest thing I would say to myself, and this is something I still say to myself today, is that the only person who can determine what you are capable of achieving is yourself.
I love that. The beauty of self-empowerment.
Yeah. And I really believe that so much. Of course, I know sometimes circumstances can be really challenging, but I really do believe that. And I think that there's so much as well that we can do that can help us get on the path that we want to be on. And I really believe that. And it's certainly something I've seen since starting Communicate, because when you start your own company, it's very daunting and you worry about so many things going wrong. And actually there's so much stuff that I worried about that like never at all materialized. And it only cemented to me actually what I was capable of achieving. And really when I put my mind to something, you know, the The sky's the limit, really.
Yes. And your personal development journey and training others journey is 10 years at this point, but how old is Communicate Training?
Ooh, coming up to 2 years old.
Birthday. So it's great we're talking about the have another New York red velvet cake. Awesome.
Yeah. And I can't believe it. It's so exciting. Like it's been such an amazing journey. Like I've loved it so much. I've learned, I've got to, you know, travel to all sorts of different parts of the world. And again, that's just informed what I do even more. Yeah. It's been a really incredible experience. And again, to collaborate and work and learn from so many amazing people, including yourself, Chris, like that as well has just been so like energizing and just wonderful to me. I've loved it. I've loved it so much.
And the 2-year anniversary of communicatetraining.com, as Melanie Staunton tucks into another piece of red velvet cheesecake from New York, that brings us rather sadly to the end of time here on the UK Health Radio version of the show. If you'd like to listen to the full episode straight away, there is a longer, more extended version wherever you get your podcasts, The Good Listening To shows, Stories of Distinction and Genius, and of course, don't forget to check out the website for the show at thegoodlisteningtoshow.com if you too would like to be my guest, and you can check out the various series strands which will tell you exactly how you can go about doing that. So until next week, for more stories from the clearing, thanks to my guest Melanie Staunton from communicatetraining.com. To your good health and goodbye.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To show here on UK Health Radio with me, Chris Grimes. Oh, it's my son.
If you've enjoyed the show, then please do tune in next week to listen to more stories from The Clearing.
If you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, then please do so. There's also a dedicated Facebook group for the show too. You can contact me about the programme, or if you'd be interested in experiencing some personal impact coaching with me, care of my Level Up Your Impact programme, that's chris@secondcurve.uk. On Twitter and Instagram, it's
@ThatChrisGrimes.
So until next time, for me, Chris Grimes, from UK Health Radio, and from Stan,
to your good health.
And goodbye.